Hey, a very good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Having had the pleasure of seeing Jason Isbell in the 400 unit up close and personal in an intimate studio setting, I can tell you that this is well deserved. Do we even have to say X-Drive by Trucker anymore? While the Alabama native cleaned up at the Americana Awards at the Ryman in Nashville last night, picking up three big honors, including Album of the Year for the Nashville Sound, a gorgeous song, If We Were Vampires, picked up Song of the Year, and Jason and his expert band got duo/group of the year honors. And who could argue that John Prine, enjoying quite a renaissance, was named artist of the year. In the emerging artist category, it was Tyler Childress. New Orleans incomparable Irma Thomas was honored with a lifetime achievement, Time Is On Her Side, and Katie Lang got the Trailblazer Award. Plenty of spirited performances in the show's 3.5 hours from the likes of Buddy Guy, Brandi Carlile, and a big finale tribute to Aretha Franklin. The Reverend Al Green has released a brand new cover of a Freddie Fender song as part of Amazon's Produced By series. Before the Next Teardrop Falls is the soul legend's first new music since 2008, when Questlove produced an album for him. Matt Ross Spang, who used to be the chief engineer at Sun Studios in Memphis, was behind the controls for this cover of a Freddie Fender by Al Green. Pyotr Verzolov, the unofficial spokesperson for the Russian feminist band Pussy Riot, an outspoken Vladimir Putin critic, is in critical condition at a Moscow hospital after his bandmates allege he was poisoned. Now, he fell ill after attending a court hearing for fellow band member Veronika Nikolshina. Birthdays today, it's August 13th. Don Was, the super producer who was part of the house band last night at the Americana Awards, turned 66. Oh, way more than Under the Milky Way, the talented frontman of The Church. Steve Kilby is 64, and speaking of uber-talented, Fiona Apple turns 41. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!